This is Jamie Gomez, March 31st, 2019, local station board meeting. Mr. Secretary, please take roll.
Grace Aaron?
Here.
Grace Aaron, present. Ken Aaron?
Here.
Ken Aaron, present. Michael Adler, present. Singy Bird? Singy Bird, present. Fred Blair? I'm going to skip over him and come back. Sandy Childs?
Here.
Sandy Childs, present. Bella DeSoto?
Present.
Bella DeSoto, present. Jamie Gomez?
Here.
Jamie Gomez, present. Jan Goodman? I'm going to skip over and come back. Ollie Lexa?
Ollie Lexa, present.
Ollie Lexa, present. Rob Macon?
He was here.
All right, I'll come back. Michael Novick?
Present.
Michael Novick, present. Barbara Marbach?
Present.
Barbara Marbach, present. Nancy Perlman?
She's on a flight now.
Skip over her.
Okay. Reza Poor?
Here.
Reza Poor, present. Steve Pride?
Here.
Steve Pride, present. Lawrence Reyes?
Present.
Lawrence Reyes, present. Paul Roberson?
Present.
Paul Roberson, present. Mansoor Sabah?
He's with Jan.
Jan.
He's on another
All right, I'm going to come back. John Suarez?
Present.
John Suarez, present. Oscar Ulloa? I'll come back. Polina Vasiliev?
Present.
Polina Vasiliev, present. Kiana Williams?
Yes.
Kiana Williams, present. Lisa Wong?
She's on the phone with Jan.
Okay. We have a few people who are still out, but we have quorum with 17 present.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Secretary. There's no excused absence request, so I'll skip over that. I'll entertain a motion. Mr. Secretary, please note Oscar Ulloa has joined us. I'll entertain
Rob
a motion,
Macon.
As has Mr. Macon, Rob Macon. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes from February.
So moved.
Okay. Okay.
So moved.
So that's an objection. Well, first let me get a motion to approve them, and then you can object to what's in them.
What?
Can I first let me get a motion to approve them, and then you can object to what's in them. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes from
so
February?
Moved.
Okay. And Bella, what's your objection in the minutes?
So I want C, report on fundraising contract, a concert. Ali Lexa gave a report on the fundraising contract from last night. Last night, would that have been February 16th?
According to the date of the meeting, that would be correct.
Okay, then the actual explanation of the report was done on the meeting prior to that, which was done during the finance committee with the program director and the general manager. So that's when the planning was done. And was this supposed to be a second meeting regarding the events in September?
Ali Lexa gave a report at the meeting.
So were you
about the fundraising concert from February 16th. So how would you like to...
So,
what do you object about that?
So there's no explanation here as to anything regarding the report.
Yeah, we didn't need an explanation of what he reported. We're just noting that he made a report on
it. So my question, was that the second meeting? Because the first meeting was done.
There's nothing mentioned about a meeting. There's nothing mentioned about a meeting.
The fundraising concert.
Yeah, there's a fundraising concert on February 16th. And Ali Lexa reported on it, period.
I want to know under what committee was that held?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It wasn't under a committee.
It's meeting. It's minutes.
Oh, okay. That's the same event that was discussed and planned for in the finance
okay.
committee.
Are there any objections to approving the minutes?
Okay.
Lawrence? Okay, so then let's get the minutes approved first. If there's no objection to approving the minutes are hereby approved. Yes, Mr. Reyes.
Yes, I just would like to know if Ali has that on his fingertips. How much did we raise?
He's asking you a question.
He wants to know how much we raised during that fundraiser, if you happen to know. Just if you have that, you can just share that with him.
I think it was almost $10,000.
Okay. So, local station board officer candidate nomination.
What?
Yes, Mr. Novick.
1:30 to end this meeting.
We did not have time certain here.
He's suggesting 1:30.
So,
I second Michael's motion. Time certain of 1:30.
Okay, well.
This is right, it's right.
We could do it.
We'll see how that goes, because I don't know if it's appropriate to have a time certain for this meeting, because it wasn't on the agenda and we approved the agenda. But we'll tentatively say 1:30 and see how it goes. LSB officer candidate nomination. Yes, Ms. Aaron.
I'd like to suggest that we, at this meeting, just elect pro tem officers, because this is an irregular, because of the delay of the election, we have new members who are not familiar with people and may want to have some time to figure out who would be the best chair. So I think we should, my first choice would be for you, Jamie, to continue as a pro tem for a meeting or two.
Okay, so let's.
I object.
Okay.
Or else that we elect someone else to be a pro tem chair, etc.
I object.
So, okay. First of all, let me get clarification, Ms. Aaron. Because it sounds like we're going to have a vote on this. When you say that you would like to have pro tem officers for a period of time, what period of time did you have in mind? Do you have a specific date that you would like to throw out there? It's March. So we could say April, May, or April, May, June. What period of time were you looking at?
You should not be having this conversation with her. It's inappropriate.
You're out of order, Bella.
This is inappropriate.
It's a point of clarification.
Okay. It's an inappropriate point. Okay.
I will make a motion that we'll have pro tem officers.
You can't change the rules.
Okay, Bella, be quiet.
For two meetings plus the beginning of so this meeting, the April meeting, and the beginning of the May meeting, and in the May meeting, we'll elect permanent officers.
Okay, so.
So 1 month.
I will entertain a motion, which you can object to if you desire. I will entertain a motion to keep the current officers in place until May, at which time we will have an election of local station board officers. Do I hear an objection to that?
I second it.
Okay, there's a couple of objections. Very good. And Ms. Vasiliev, I haven't heard from you, and you objected, so why don't you weigh in on this?
No, he has a point of order.
I believe that there is no basis for Ms. Aaron's proposal, because it is not at all supported by the bylaws. We're late in re-electing our officers, and I don't see why we need to wait.
Correct.
To elect them arbitrarily for an arbitrary term. I think we should vote right now, vote today.
Per our bylaws.
Correct.
Per regulation.
Mr. Reyes, can I hear from you?
So, in addition to it not being on the bylaws timeline, I object, because this is disenfranchising to the new members, and it's kind of biased to just no reflection on you or Barbara or Michael, but it's kind of biased to keep you installed as chair when we have the opportunity to bring new people on board.
Good point, Laura. Good point. Mr. Novick.
Yeah,
my point of order is I think it's completely against the bylaws, but I will say that every time a new board is seated, the first order of business is election of officers. There's no difference now. The fact that there are new members of the board is always the case.
Yep.
Any year there's an election, you have new members seated, and everybody votes. That's the historic precedent. There's no reason to do anything like that now, except that you've already had interim pro tem people for 3 months because the board's term is extended.
Okay, Ms. DeSoto, if I may hear from you.
I concur with Michael Novick and Lawrence, and of course, Elena.
Okay.
I cannot add anything new to that.
Grace and one moment.
Grace and Janos.
One moment. Hold on.
There's nothing to amend,
then. Excuse me, Bella. I got the floor. Thank you.
I am persuaded by Mr. Reyes's argument, and the agenda, which has been approved, clearly states that we're going to look at LSB officer candidate nominations, and there's an election scheduled for it. So based on the approval of the agenda and the articulate arguments made by Lawrence, Mr. Novick, Ms. Vasilia, and Ms. DeSoto, I'm going to rule that we need to move forward with the agenda.
Thank you.
So, again, LSB officer candidate nominations. Dan?
Which contest? We're doing one contest at a time.
Oh, okay. So let's do secretary first. LSB candidate.
Point of order. I had a motion on the floor. It was seconded. The chair can't, we have to discuss it and consider it. It's a valid motion.
We discussed it.
We rolled out of it. Unless there is a valid point of order, my reading of the bylaws is that this is completely appropriate. The election of officers can be permanent officers or pro tem officers. There's no word permanent in the bylaws. Officers is acceptable. I believe my motion stands. It's been seconded. It's now if that comes to the body.
So what I'm hearing you say. Excuse me. Hold on with your point of order, Mr. Reyes. Ms. Aaron, what I hear you say is that you're going to challenge the ruling of the chair because you feel it was out of order. So I think it's in order to vote on that.
We're voting on her motion or being out of order?
I would like to amend her motion.
Chair, this is out of order.
Yes, it is.
To nominate a pro tem chair that is not...
The agenda is in order.
Yeah.
And so those motions...
That's true. So we need to... I will entertain a motion to overrule the ruling of the chair.
So moved.
Okay. So let's...
Point of information. It takes two-thirds because you amended the agenda again.
Point of information.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know if I will go that far. Hold on, you don't have the floor yet, Mr. Novick. So we're going to vote. Excuse me. Bella, be quiet. Okay. Yeah, Ms. Barbara, the lovely vice chair, Ms. Barbara Marbach did, yes. Okay. So Mr. Secretary, if we can take a vote, I don't know if we have anyone on the phone.
Yeah, we have
Okay, so because we have people on the phone and this isn't a secret ballot vote, I'm going to say that we need to take a roll call vote. So this is going to be a vote to overrule the ruling of the chair. A yes. Hold on. A yes means that we can move forward with Ms. Aaron's motion to have pro tem officers through until May. Until May. A no means, is that correct?
That we go with the agenda.
A no means that we need to move forward with nominations and elections today.
Can I request clarification?
Yeah.
Does this mean that the current officers will remain as pro tem officers until May?
Correct.
Or we will have, okay. All right,
correct.
So we will keep the current officers.
Well, that's the motion.
And have a vote in May if you vote to overrule the chair.
A vote of no means that we can move forward with the motion to keep the officers in place pro tem until May.
That was yes.
The usual wording, Jamie, is to upholds the ruling of the chair. No overrules the chair.
We did the reverse earlier.
Yeah, we did.
And you think that was more confusing? But the motion was to overrule the ruling of the chair.
Point of order here. I do not believe that was the motion that Ms. Aaron made. Mrs. Aaron. It was to hold an election for pro tem officers, not to have the she may have stated in a comment, or
okay,
have the existing.
So I'm going to rule you out of order because okay. That's incorrect. Okay.
That is? Okay.
Is anyone opposed to yes vote upholding the ruling of the chair and no vote?
Go on with the agenda.
A no vote would be. A yes vote would be to go on with the agenda. A no vote would be to
consider
Grace's motion. Is everyone good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that understandable?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it that way.
Okay. So if you're voting yes, you're going to want to go ahead with the agenda and vote on new officers right now. If you vote no, you would like to have pro tem officers.
To consider the pro tem
officers. To consider the pro tem officers motion. Okay. All those. Yeah, all right. So, Grace Aaron.
I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Okay. If you're voting yes, you are voting to uphold the chair and go on with the agenda and vote for permanent officers right now. Not permanent, but for the term. And if you're voting no.
I vote no.
Okay, you want pro tem. Okay. Ken?
No.
Michael Adler, I'm going to pass. Singy Bird?
Yes.
Go ahead with the agenda. Fred Blair?
Was that a yes or a no?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
No.
No. Sandy Childs?
No.
Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Jamie Gomez?
Abstain.
Jan Goodman?
I vote to overrule the ruling of the chair.
No.
So that's a no.
No. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Rob Macon?
Abstain.
Barbara Marbach?
No.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Nancy Perlman? Is Nancy on the phone, Grace?
On the airplane.
On the airplane, okay. Reza Poor?
Yes.
Steve Pride?
He just left. He's
okay.
Ill.
All right. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Paul Roberson?
No.
Mansoor Sabah?
No.
John Suarez?
No.
Oscar Oyoa?
Yes.
Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Kiana Williams?
Abstain.
Abstain. Lisa Wong?
She on the phone, Jen?
No, she didn't answer the phone.
Okay. So,
passed a couple of people.
We have.
Right now we're at.
We need to go back to the ones that passed.
Yeah, okay, all right.
That was it.
Did Paul vote?
It was.
Okay, I passed and I'm going to abstain.
And Ali Lexa.
And Ali Lexa?
Abstain.
Did you get Paul?
Don't
Dorothy's request.
I do. Okay, so it is yes 7, no 9, abstain 5. Mr. Chairman.
Yes, that means that my ruling has been overruled and we need to vote on Ms. Aaron's motion. Ms. Goodman wanted to make an amendment to that motion.
Okay, I would like to amend the motion that instead of just keeping them, that we have an election to elect temporary officers for the next 2 months. And then have another election for regular officers.
Bullshit. This was my motion.
Well, he didn't understand your motion that way.
No, I said it differently. I said to maintain the same.
You are overwhelming the process. Yeah. Is what you're
so,
I'm saying that what Jamie said was what I moved, that we keep these officers as pro tem until May and we have the election.
I second Jan's
amendment. May, I think that's the best thing.
I second Jan's amendment.
So, and Jan's amendment would have to be a substitute amendment. I think that.
Right, so we're going to vote on Jan's motion first, and if Jan's motion fails, then we'll vote on Grace's motion.
And I would like to make it so that just in the for expedition of time.
Jan?
Okay.
I'm sorry. That previous motion failed.
You're out of order, Lawrence. You're out of order, Lawrence. Jan, you had the floor.
That we would vote on the present officers as a group just to save time. And if there were alternate people that somebody wanted to nominate.
No, wait a second. I'm sorry. Point of order. We can't get more complex. Is it a substitute motion? Is it Jan's motion or Grace's motion?
I think Jan's withdrawing her motion.
Okay,
and we're going to vote on. Yeah, and we're going
order.
To vote on Grace's error.
I'll just withdraw my motion. Only in the interest of time.
We have John.
Yes, Mr. Suarez.
I'd like to clarify.
Michael Novick had a point.
He's on the staff.
Yeah,
thank
he
you.
Wasn't recognized, Bella, nor were you.
Thank
Mr.
You.
Suarez.
I'd like to identify the positions involved and the present holders.
Okay, good. Good point. The present people involved and the positions are myself, Jamie Gomez, chair, the lovely Ms. Barbara Marbach, vice chair, the Honorable Michael Adler, secretary, and the esteemed treasurer, Ken Aaron.
Mike and Lawrence
on the staff.
Chair.
Okay.
Is there a vice chair?
Yes, there is.
Yes,
I
Barbara Marbach is actually the vice chair.
That's right. That's what I said. I didn't say parliamentarian, did I?
You did say parliamentarian.
No.
Did.
Vice chair.
I
didn't say
parliamentarian.
That was my old
order.
Thing.
You said I was on the stack.
He's thinking.
At this point, this motion.
You haven't been recognized yet, Mr. Novick. Okay, Mr. Novick, I hereby recognize you.
Thank you. This motion now on the floor constitutes a change in the agenda and requires 2/3 majority to pass.
I'm going to overrule that. Do you want to? Mr. Lawrence, your point of order.
Yes, sir. I agree with Michael.
Okay. Anyone else? Ms. Paulina, thank you.
This is standard procedure.
I am leaving in protest.
Okay.
This is a violation.
Excuse me, Bella, be quiet. Thank you. Okay.
This is really.
Excuse me, Bella. Thank you. I need to hear myself talk. Okay. My ruling is that. Excuse me. Thank you. My ruling is that. This constitutes local station board officer candidate nominations.
No,
this
doesn't say nominations, it says elections.
Okay.
Rule 7. Candidate elections.
Our current officers have been nominated, and now we are going to elect them pro tem.
No,
so we're moving on.
Excuse me, that is not the motion. She specifically said her motion was to leave people in effect pro tem for the next 2 months and not have an election.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Can you speak a little louder, Michael?
No, I can't.
Please. Again, I'm going to repeat myself because maybe you didn't hear me the first time. My ruling is that this does not constitute a change of agenda. Yes, they're pro tem elections, but they're still officer elections. That's what's on the
agenda. You're holding the agenda.
I am not.
She does not call for pro tempore elections.
I'm not. And if you want to overrule my ruling, you can make a motion to do so. Would you like to do so?
I'll overrule your ruling.
Would you like, you're making a motion to overrule my ruling that this is not, okay, so my ruling is that this does not constitute a change in the agenda.
Excuse me,
Lawrence, chill, hold on, I got it.
Let's clarify.
So you're making a motion to overrule my ruling that this is, that this is not a change in the agenda.
Violation of the agenda.
Ms. Aaron.
This is what you guys do all over
the country. The reason for Robert's Rules of Order, the reason for the bylaws, and for any other rules of the governing body is to assist with fair and reasonable
This is the
stop, Lawrence.
Lawrence, you don't have the floor. Lawrence, be quiet.
Stop.
Lawrence. We listen to you when you have the floor. Lawrence, we listen to you when you have the floor. You need to be respectful of other people when they have the floor.
The purpose of Robert's Rules of Order, the bylaws, is to get the business of the foundation done as rapidly and efficiently and fairly as possible.
Well, you're not being fair.
Because there are, you generally speaking, per the bylaws, the officers are supposed to be elected in the meeting in December, and then in a separate meeting in January, the delegates to the directors to the National Board are elected. So it would be at two different meetings. We had to, because of the delay in the elections, we had to do it differently. Now, because there are new people on this board, because we had to call this meeting rapidly so that we could have representation on the national board, because it would be a good idea to have the new members of this board get to know the people on this board before they choose the officers, I think the fairest, most efficient thing to do is to allow our really excellent pro tem officers. Jamie has been an excellent fair chair to remain in place for until May, at which time we elect current officers for this body. That's my motion. It does not violate anything. We can spend 2 hours wrangling over the meeting, but this is the fairest thing to do in this situation, from my perspective.
Do you want to recognize Lawrence? Is this hand down?
Call the question.
Which question?
The motion that's on the floor.
I'm happy to vote on the motion. Let's vote on the motion.
The motion to overrule the chair is on the floor.
Okay. That motion. That's why I asked what motion.
We already did that.
No. This is a separate one.
No, we did not vote on it.
Okay. So the motion is to overrule my ruling that this does not constitute a change in the agenda. Yeah, okay. Let's
say
do we
still have
the motion is to overrule my ruling. A yes is to uphold the chair's ruling, a no is to not uphold my ruling. My ruling is that we as a group have been nominated to be pro tem officers and that we can move on with those elections at this point, and that does not constitute a change in the
agenda.
Thank you for helping me with that, Bella. I don't know how I could do it without you.
So
we're going to vote on that, and we still have Mansoor on the phone.
No other nominations are in order?
So if we're saying no, then you overrule my ruling. If you say yes,
I understand your ruling. You're saying no other nominations are in order at this time.
Okay, my ruling is that it is okay to proceed with Grace's motion.
So we still have to vote on Grace's motion.
Because it does not violate the agenda. It is not
completely violates.
Can Grace repeat her motion? What is your motion, Ms. Aaron?
Hold the motion.
My motion is to vote to elect
as pro temp officers until the May meeting, when the current officers extend their terms until the May meeting.
That's how we have to.
What will happen in May? What's so interesting about May?
Let her finish her sentence.
Cinco de Mayo.
My motion is to have our current officers continue on as pro tem officers of this board until the May meeting, when we elect permanent officers.
The majority will accept its own terms.
So, thank you for clarifying that.
We have elections now.
No, right. She said. Yeah. Excuse me, there will be no nominations and no elections.
We've been nominated.
Until May.
The current slate has been not this current
no,
slate
sorry,
of. Excuse me, Novick, be quiet. I got the floor. You don't. So be quiet, please. Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
Mr. Adler, whether we're going to uphold the ruling of the chair or not, yes to uphold the ruling, no to not. Does anyone else need clarification what we're voting on?
I do.
Okay. A yes vote means that. We will proceed with voting on Grace Aaron's motion.
That'll be a separate vote.
Yes.
I thought we did.
Well, we did, but we're doing it again.
Seems like we did.
A no vote will be. We're back to nominating new officers.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just make.
So yes, vote is upholding the current agenda and.
No, it's upholding the ruling of the chair.
The ruling of the chair.
Right.
I like my objection.
Okay, it's noted. Thank you, Lawrence.
Hang on, I got to note it.
Well, we're going to.
Okay, all right, I'm ready.
We're ready.
Okay. So we are voting to yeses to uphold the chair's decision that we can vote on the Grace's motion as part of the agenda with a simple majority. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Grace Aaron?
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
I'm going to vote. I'm going to pass. Michael Adler, pass. Singy Bird.
No.
Singy Bird, no. Fred Blair.
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Sandy Childs.
Yes.
Bella DeSoto.
No.
Jamie Gomez.
Yes.
Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Bob Macon.
Yes.
Barbara Marbach.
Yes.
Michael Novick?
No, we'll overturn your ruling. I'm voting no.
Nancy Perlman is not here.
Reza
Poor?
Because it mimics what's going on here.
Reza Poor?
No.
No. Steve Pride?
He's not gone.
Lawrence Reyes?
No, to object to Grace's moves.
Paul Roberson?
Yes.
Mansoor Sabah?
Did you hear that?
I heard it. John Suarez?
Yes.
Thank you,
Oscar Ulloa?
No.
Polina Vasiliev?
No.
Kiana Williams?
Abstain.
And let's see who passed. Me. I'm going to abstain.
And Lisa Wong? She's not here.
She's not here.
Not here. So we have 12 yes. 7 no.
2 abstain.
2 abstain.
Okay. So we're going to move on to voting on Ms. Aaron's motion.
Chair, could you please handle the discussion?
The discussion is that Steve is
very ill.
Going to the hospital.
Yes.
Yeah, his speech became slurred again. Mm-hmm. So
I think his friend took him out of the hospital.
Who's taking him?
His friend who picked him up.
Okay.
Is he having a stroke?
No, seizure. That's why he's going to the doctor. I mean, it was probably due to having to stand up all that time.
So we'll send him good thoughts. Okay. That's in Burbank, right?
Burbank.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. So now we got a stack on it.
So let's now we're clarify. Going to take 2-4, 2 against.
So, excuse me, may I have a clarification?
What was the result of the vote?
The yeses prevailed.
Yes, the yes, 12 yes, 7 no, okay. 2 abstain.
What is your point of clarification, Ms. Goodman?
I just want to clarify that if people vote yes on this motion, then the present directors are reelected for a few
officers. Not a few, till May.
Until May.
Until the May meeting, at which time we will have a vote
for
officers.
Another election for permanent officers.
Right.
So vote no is no, we want to nominate other people.
Right.
Today.
You should be clarifying this.
Jen, you are going to be the second.
I will say yes.
I mean the chair.
And so we will take... You know, I think we've discussed this enough already.
Yeah.
I don't think that we really need to take 2-4 and 2 against.
I
think that we just need to call for the question.
Yes.
I know there's a couple of people that have appointments this afternoon where they have to leave for them. So let's go ahead and move on with the vote.
Yes.
Okay.
Grace's vote is to
Pro-term. I'm sorry.
Keep existing officers.
Legally extend the terms of the existing officers.
Thank you,
all of you, for helping me with the what I was trying to say. Okay, the motion is to maintain the current officer, local station board officers, in their offices until May, at which time we will have nominations and elections for officers.
You know, I was not elected.
Okay, so let's move on. You're out of order.
All of you.
You're out of order.
Out of order.
You're out of order.
I was voted in.
Out of order. 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 Out of order.
Out of order. They are ridiculous.
Letter ramp. Letter ramp.
Let's go.
I've noted that.
This is not a game.
Down, girl. Down.
This is not a fucking game.
Watch your language, please. That's why I show my kids. Watch your language, please.
Should we vote?
Mr. Secretary, if you can proceed with the vote, we're going to do a roll call vote.
Could you take a picture of Ken Aaron?
Grace Aaron.
Yes. Well, don't let me come
over
here.
Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Michael Adler, I'm going to vote yes. Singy Bird.
Out. She left.
Okay. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Sandy Childs?
Yes.
Bella DeSoto?
No.
Jamie Gomez?
Abstain.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Rob Macon?
Abstain.
Barbara Marbach?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Under objection, voting no.
Reza Poor?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
Voting no on the protest.
Paul Roberson?
Please note that, Secretary.
Yes. Okay, hang on. And Michael Novick was also under protest.
Mine is also a protest, please.
Okay.
You couldn't hear that.
Please?
All right. Paul Roberson?
Oh, yes.
Mansoor Sabah?
That was a yes.
He said yes.
John Suarez?
Yes.
Oscar Ulloa?
No.
Polina Vasiliev?
Polina Vasiliev voting no under protest.
All the power to you.
Kiana Williams?
Abstain.
We have 11 yes, 6 no, 3 abstain.
I counted 12 yes.
Okay, let me just...
Review them, huh?
Okay, let me tell you what I have. Grace Aaron, yes. Ken Aaron, yes. Michael Adler, yes. Singy Bird absent. Fred Blair, yes. Sandy Childs, yes. Vela DeSoto, no under protest. Jamie Gomez, abstain. Jan Goodman, yes. Ali Lexa, yes. Rob Macon, yes. Barbara Marbach. Rob Macon abstain. Okay. Sorry. Right. I was going too fast. Okay. I apologize. Barbara Marbach, yes. Michael Novak, no under protest. Novik, no under protest. Nancy Perlman, not here. Rezapur, no under protest. Steve Pride, not here. Lawrence Reyes, no under protest. Paul Roberson, yes. Mansoor Sabah, yes. John Suarez, yes. Oscar Ayoa, no. Polina Vasiliev, no under protest. Kiana Williams, abstain. Lisa Wong, not here.
Okay. 12. Sounded like 11 to me when I counted them.
May I be recognized? Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Not my place.
After this, we're done with this item.
So we need a final.
We need. So the motion passed.
Let's adjourn.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Are there any public comments?
No. Jamie, first, before that, listen, I think that the third Sunday in April is Easter. Is that correct? We need to decide on the date of our next meeting. Because I don't think we can we look that up and check?
Third Sunday of April.
Mm-hmm. It is the third Sunday.
It was
the 21st.
It's
Passover.
And Easter. So it's a religious holiday. Are we going to move?
Do we want to meet on Easter Sunday? No.
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 Well, I said the week before that.
Yeah. Can you see?
Oh, the 21st.
Do you want to go to the 21st or the week before the 14th?
Let's see it on the fourth Sunday.
No.
Second Sunday. Point of information, we really should confirm the Peace Center.
Yeah, we need...
How about subject to getting in... Confirmation. The 14th. I move for the 14th.
I second the motion.
I'm going to ask our secretary to check on the availability of the Peace Center, and I think that unless we want to meet back here again...
I don't think so.
Because the 28th...
Which we might have to do.
It wasn't always available.
Okay, Mr. Adler, if you can check on the availability of the Peace Center.
How are you going to make this vote?
For either the 14th or the 28th.
Yeah. We're going to vote by. Just going to do it now? Or?
We'll just decide. If it's available, we'll take it, and I'll notify people.
Okay.
Any public comments?
Here. You've
extended our torture.
You have done already. No, this is just the most ineffective, embarrassing meeting I've been to. And all the meetings are totally ineffective and sadly wasting a lot of time. So, and you should follow your agenda. People come prepared to an agenda, and switching around just at the last minute is inappropriate.
Thank you for your comments. Any other public comments? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Any objections? This has been a regular meeting of the KPFK local station board. Thank you for your participation.
Thank you very much, Jamie. Good job. Jamie, nothing regular about it.